you should have been given an order of service on your way in. And if I could ask you to open that up. Our first carol, the words of which will also be coming up on the screen, is Once in Royal David City. The choir, our wonderful St. Peter's Choir, are going to sing the first verse for us, and then we'll stand to join in after the for the second verse and onwards.
Once in Rome.
Please do take a seat as it's time for our first reading, and Jonty is going to read that for us.
This reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 and 31. It can be found in your service sheet. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
Jonty, thank you very much for reading those verses for us from the Bible. Well, those verses, they come from right at the beginning of the Bible, and they tell us that God made the world. And the world that God made, it wasn't a bad world. It wasn't even just an okay world. It was a wonderful world. When God looked at everything that he had made, he said that it was very good. And if God says something is very good, it must be, because God's standards are the highest standards around. God made the wonderful world. Now, Genesis 1, which that reading comes from, it tells us about all the different things that God made. We've got some pictures that are going to come up. It tells us that God made the daytime, and it tells us that God made the nighttime, and it tells us that God made the sea and the land, and he made all the plants, all the beautiful flowers, and the fishes, and he made the birds, and he made the animals, and he even made us. He made you and me. God made everything. God made the wonderful world. Here's what he said. Let me read that verse again. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. God made the wonderful world. Now, in a Christingle, that wonderful world is represented by an orange. And so we're going to get the first part of our Christingle. Now, I'm going to ask Jack and Phil to bring up our trays of oranges. And if you want to have a go at making a Christingle, come and grab an orange from these guys. If you want to bring Mum and Dad with you, that would be fine as well if you need some bit of encouragement to do that. And as they do that, I'm going to ask my friend Josh, the human Christingle, to come up here, and we're going to get our human Christingle ready as well. The last takers. I'm particularly pleased with the orange that I found. I think I've done very well with Josh, my human Christingle. Any last people who might want an orange, Jack and Phil can bring one to you where you're sat. Wonderful. There we go. Well, in a moment, we're going to sing again. And our next carol is Joy to the World. And in it, we sing of how the wonderful world that God has made responds to that God who created it. I'm going to let Josh return to his seat in the choir. And we're going to stand and sing together. Let's stand. Do take a seat, and Maya has got our second reading for us.
This reading is from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. It can be found in your service sheet. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights.
Maya, thank you very much for reading that for us. Now, one of the things that I love about Christmas time is all of the good things that we get to enjoy. Now, I'd like you to put your hand in there. Can you think of something good that we get to enjoy at Christmas time? Any ideas? Boys down the front, what have we got? Great. Fun with your family at a special time, John T?
Presents.
Presents. I thought that would be first up. Great to get family in first. Ethan? Jesus coming and then dying for us at Easter. Thank you, Ethan. What about back here? Chocolate. That's a good thing to have at Christmas. Have you got something that you like having at Christmas? Presents and snazzy Santa hats on her hairband. That's really cool. There are loads of good things to enjoy at Christmas time, aren't there? And the verse that Maya just read from the Bible tells us that they're all gifts from God. God gives us great gifts, the Bible tells us, like the ones that we enjoy at Christmas time. But it's not just the Christmas things that God gives us to enjoy. I wonder if you noticed that in the verse that Maya read for us. Have another look with me. It says that every good and perfect gift is from above. You see, all the good things that we enjoy, they're all things that come from God. Not just the things that we enjoy at Christmas, but all the other ones as well. Because God gives us great gifts. Now, one of the great gifts that everyone loves is sweeties. Everyone loves sweeties, don't they? And so our next bit of our Christingle are some sticks on some sweets on a cocktail stick, just like that in the picture. And they stand for all the good gifts that God gives us. You can see how you're supposed to stick them in to your oranges. The team are going to bring some cups round to you. So do take a cup. They'll come down the rows and you can put your sticks in your Christingle like that. And I'm going to get Josh, my human Christingle, to come back up. Josh will be very pleased to know that I'm not going to stick sticks in him, but I'm going to give him some presents to hold. And he's going to hold his arms out like cocktail sticks. A little visual aid to help you. And why don't you stick your cocktail sticks into the orange when you've got those, and then you can make the next part of your Christingle. Anyone else waiting for a cup with some cocktail sticks in? There we go, some down the front. Great. Well, do put your cocktail sticks with your dolly mix and your raisins into your oranges. I'm going to let Josh return to his seat again. And we're going to sing. You take those presents with you. We'll need them again in a minute. And we're going to sing again another great Christmas carol. Please stand to sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Thank you. me ask you to sit down again, and Adam is going to read our next reading for us.
This reading is from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. It can be found in your service sheet. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
Adam, thank you very much for reading that for us. Now, when we see those wonderful pictures like were on the screen a moment ago, of course we think that the world is a wonderful place. And when we think about all the good things that we have to enjoy, it's really easy to see that we get loads of great gifts. And the bit of the Bible that Adam's just read for us, it tells us that the wonderful world should point us to the powerful God who made it. And all the great gifts that we have, well, they should point us to the generous God who gives them to us. But even though it should be really obvious to us that God is behind these things, that's what the reading meant. I don't know if you saw when it said God's eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. Even though it should be really obvious to us, we choose to ignore God. We push him out of the picture, push him out of our lives. As it says towards the end of the reading, our thinking became futile. Things didn't make sense anymore because we'd pushed the piece of the puzzle that makes sense of everything out of the picture. And our foolish hearts, it says, became darkened. And that darkness that's within us, it spreads and affects everything. Now, I didn't have a switch for the sun. That's the one disadvantage of it being a glorious winter's day. But the lights going off are a very small picture of how we choose to live. You see, the Bible tells us that we love the darkness. We love the darkness. We choose to live with our darkened hearts, pushing God out of the picture. And as we'll think about in a bit, there are consequences to us living that way. The Bible tells us that we love the darkness, and that's a really bad thing. But the story doesn't end there, and so I'm going to ask Sam to come and bring us our next reading so we can see how it carries on. Thanks, Sam.
This reading is found from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 9 to 12. It can be found in your service sheet. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was not made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Sam, thank you very much for reading that for us. The very first Christmas, God gave us a present. He gave his best, his most perfect gift to the world. He gave us Jesus. To a dark world, to a world where everyone has darkened hearts, Jesus came, as that reading says, as the light of the world. And he came to put the lights on in our hearts, to put them back on there. He came to make it possible for us to be friends with God again. After we had pushed him out the picture, after we'd ignored him. That's what the reading means when it says in verse 12, to all who did receive him, did receive Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Jesus comes to pull us out of the darkness, to make us children of God. And as those who love the darkness, that's wonderful news, because it's not something that we can do or would even choose to do on our own. It's wonderful news that the true light, as verse 9 says, that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. We love the darkness, but wonderfully, Jesus came as the light of the world. Which brings us to the next and probably the most exciting part of our Christingle, the glow sticks. So they're going to come round to you. Someone will have made a little incision in the top of your orange to make sticking your Christingle in, as in the picture, that little bit easier. And I'm going to ask Josh, the human Christingle, to come back for the next bit of his costume. Josh, I'll leave you to tie the ribbon up. If you could do that, let me hold your presents while you tie your ribbon. Bold move. There we go. Do we all have our glow sticks? Stick those in your orange. Josh, again, is very pleased that I didn't choose to stick a glow stick in his head, although maybe that's as ridiculous. But if you've all got your glow sticks, given we've been thinking about the light of the world, I thought now would be a good time to light the next candle on our Advent wreath. Is there anyone apart from Ethan who would like to do that? Sorry, Ethan, too excited. Would you like to come and have a go? Why don't you leave your Christingle there, and if I just light this for you, come and stand next to me, and if you can just touch it on this candle here, okay? Ooh, a little bit more. Where's it going? Let's see, wonderful. Thank you very much. Blow that out, great. Go and take a seat. Pick up your Christingle again. Josh, stay there for just a moment. In a second, we're going to sing another Christmas carol, A Little Town of Bethlehem. And in the first verse of that carol, we sing about how that the very first Christmas when Jesus was born, the everlasting light of the world was shining in the dark, dark streets of Bethlehem. And I think it would be really fun to sing this carol by glow stick light. So if you haven't done already, let me help Josh out. Why don't you crack your Christingle? I'm going to light the candle. I thought it would be a bit mean to light a candle on top of someone who's wearing quite that much polyester. So I've spared him that. So crack your Christingles, Josh, return to your seat, and let's stand to sing A Little Town of Bethlehem together.
Of thy deep and
please take your seats. And it's now time for our last reading, which Rachel has for us. Rachel.
This reading is from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 10. It can be found in your service sheet. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Rachel, thank you very much for reading that for our studio, and take your seat. Well, in a minute, we're going to put the last bit on our Christingles, the red ribbon that goes around the middle of the orange, which stands for Jesus' blood, which he shed on the cross at Easter. And the reason that we do that, that's the last bit we put on, it's an important bit because it shows us that God loves us. Jesus' blood shed on the cross, it shows us that God loves us. That's what our reading was saying. Do have a look at that with me. Let me read it again. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. The Bible tells us that God loved us by sending his Son, Jesus, to be a sacrifice for our sins. Now, there are quite a lot of Bible words in that verse, aren't there? So let me explain a couple of them for us. That word sin, it's just the way that we ignore God. That's what sin means, the way that we ignore God. And just like you might get a punishment, a detention at school, if you ignore your teacher, well, so it is that there's a punishment for ignoring God. But because God loves us, he sent Jesus to willingly take that punishment for us, to be sacrificed for our sins. That's what that word sacrifice means. Jesus takes our punishment. And the Bible tells us that if we trust that Jesus was sacrificed for us, if, as our previous reading said, if we believe in his name, then we can become God's children whom he loves. Well, let's put the last bit of our Christingle together, the ribbon. They're coming round to you again. There's some double-sided tape on that just to help you stick it around your orange. Maybe your mum and dad can help if that's a bit tricky. And I'm going to ask Josh to come up one more time. Arms up, Josh. Arms up. Your Christingles, they look nearly as marvellous as mine. Well done. Well done. Let me see. This ribbon, it goes round the middle of the orange, goes around the middle of the wonderful world, because there's no one who can't know God's love, shown by Jesus dying in their place. So here we go. We've got the orange to remind us of the wonderful world which God made. We've got the presents, your cocktail sticks with those raisins and the dolly mix on, to remind us that God gives us great gifts. You've got a glow stick, or Josh has got his candle on top, to remind us that although we love the darkness, Jesus came as the light of the world. And the red ribbon around the middle reminds us of Jesus' blood that shows us that God loves us. Well done. Well done for making your Christingles. We're going to enjoy those as we enjoy the choir singing for us. We're going to remain seated to listen to this performance. thanks and our appreciation to the choir for leading us in our UV way. Guys, thank you very much. We're going to turn to pray now, and Emily is going to lead us as we do that.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you made this world for us to live in, and we thank you that you made it good. Thank you that you're in control of everything in it as you've created them. And we thank you for all the wonderful gifts that you've given us. We particularly thank you this time of year for Christmas time and all the wonderful things we can enjoy, for time spent with family, good food, chocolate, and presents. We pray for those that don't have these things and for the lonely in this country, that they would know that you are always with them and would turn to you for comfort. We are sorry, Lord, that we don't trust you, that time and again we ignore you and what you want for us. We are sorry that we want to be in charge of our own lives instead of you. And we pray for this world that is broken as a result. We pray for everyone in war-torn Syria, particularly Aleppo, that you would bring peace to that part of the world. We thank you that at Christmas you sent your son into the world to become a human baby. Thank you that he came to be human so that he could die for us, that he could be that swap for us. We thank you that this means that that we can be friends with you because you love us. And we thank you for all these things and pray them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you very much for coming to our Christingle service this morning. It's been great having you with us. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. If you have done, let me point you to something else that's happening here at St. Peter's that you may also enjoy. It's happening on Christmas Eve. It's our Carols Around the Tree service. Details of it and all the others are in the front of the order of service on the inside cover there. It's a bit more informal than our Christingle service, but there's lots of fun. There's more craft, more songs, another chance to think about Christmas. And you'd be very welcome to join us at that or indeed any of our other Christmas services. On your way in, the adults should have been given a copy of this book, and if you didn't, there'll be more copies by the door on the way out. It's called A Very Different Christmas. What are you hoping for this year? And it's our gift to you this Christmas time, a chance to think further about the meaning of Christmas. And for the children, they should have been given this one, the real Christmas cracker, which does exactly the same thing, but with a few more puzzles and games to play as you go along. Well, regulars here will know that in the new year, we're hoping to use the church building as a night shelter for some local homeless people, and Lizzie has got a brief update on that. Lizzie, let me hand over to you for that.
Yes, I'll just quickly mention that Glassdoor is a charity and organisation in southwest London that partners with different churches throughout winter to open up the space at night for people that are homeless to come and stay. And we feel like this would be a wonderful way that we could show God's love to homeless people in the area, and therefore we're looking for some volunteers that would be interested. It will start in the new year and run for 12 weeks, so until sort of beginning of April, and it would be one night a week. We would serve dinner for around 30, 35 people and clean up, and then they would stay overnight. But we wouldn't. There's other volunteers that stay with them. And then in the morning, a few people could help support with breakfast. It starts around 8 o'clock at night, and you have to be out by 10, because that's when they have lights out. And then in the morning, it would be for around an hour, I think, as well. We're not looking for people to volunteer time every week, but anybody that is interested, if you could let myself or Martha know, that would be wonderful, and we can sort of look at a rota and see how we go. We are going to have an informal sort of catch-up on Tuesday night before the prayer meeting at 6:30, so if you'd even like to come along to that and find out a little bit more information, let me know as well. Thank you.
Lizzie, thank you very much for keeping us up to date on that. One more thing, you should have been given on your way in one of these, a piece of paper that looks like this. It's our visitor card. It would be a real help to us here at St. Peter's, if you could let us know how it was that you found out about this service. And we'd like to be able to help you as well. It may be that you'd be interested in some of the other things that happen here at St. Peter's. And so there are some boxes that you could tick to enable that to happen. They're all self-explanatory, perhaps apart from one. Let me say a word about something called Table Talk. Table Talk happens once a month on a Tuesday evening down at the White Horse Pub on Parsons Green. And it's a chance to have a think over a drink to see how the Christian faith connects with questions you might have about real life. It's always a great time, stimulating time. The first one in the new year is happening on the 10th of January, when we'll be thinking about 2016, the year in review. Was it a good year? Was it a bad year? And are things getting better? Or are things getting worse? To help us do that, we're going to help us with the visitor card, we're going to take just 30 seconds now just to tick any relevant boxes. You should have been given a pen on your way in. Let me give you 30 seconds just to fill that in now. During our final carol, which we'll sing in a moment, there'll be a collection both for those visitor cards, but also a monetary one to help support the work of a hospital in rural northern Madagascar, a hospital called the Mandrit Sara Hospital. And so if you'd like to make a donation to support the work of that hospital, please do so as the bags come to you. Our last carol is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's stand to sing together. Please do take your seats. Let me thank you again for joining us for our Christingle service here at St. Peter's this morning. Do take your Christingles home with you. Do continue to enjoy them. You might even enjoy the sweets, as I can see some of us are starting to do. In just a moment, there'll be more good things to enjoy through in the church hall. There'll be mulled wine and mince pies for the adults, squash and mini rolls for the children. So please do join us for that if you don't need to dash off. But before we enjoy those good things, let me lead us in one last closing prayer. Dear God, thank you for the wonderful world that you made and for all the great gifts you give us. Thank you that although we love the darkness, Jesus came as the light of the world, and that his blood shed on the cross shows how much you love us. Please, this Christmas time, might we be those who believe in Jesus' name and so become your beloved children. Amen.